Governor Butch Otter says something has to be done sooner than later to cure Idaho's outstanding problem with its child support collection system, but he's not yet prepared to call for a special session of the Idaho legislature.
So it's going to be a very deliberative and engaging process with all the stakeholders.
Meanwhile, the governor has ordered a letter sent out to 155,000 Idaho families who would be affected if Idaho is not aligned with federal child support collection procedures, a measure that an Idaho House committee rejected. Meanwhile, Otter has vetoed a bill to allow parents of children with severe epilepsy to access a treatment derived from marijuana. The measure was the subject of highly emotional public hearings before the Idaho House and Senate sent the bill to the governor for his consideration. Adam Cotterell reports.
Idaho's House and Senate approved giving access to an oil extracted from the cannabis plant after hearing emotional testimony from parents whose children do not respond to traditional anti-seizure drugs. They also heard multiple times from Otter's drug policy advisor, who opposed the bill. Otter referenced that in his letter on the veto. He writes, quote, "I don't know what more I or senior members of my administration could have done to help legislators understand our strong opposition to this legislation." Otter writes that he sympathizes with families trying to cope with the debilitating impacts of epilepsy, but he thinks there were too many problems with this bill to let it become law. Otter also issued an executive order for the State Department of Health and Welfare to study an access program for an experimental epilepsy drug called Epidiolex, which is also extracted from cannabis. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.